This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvaraj.
Still with you for a few minutes until 1 o'clock. If you want to get in touch and join the conversation about napping, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on InstaStory, and of course on Twitter at BFM Radio. Arvind has a message.
Yeah, this is from Kish. Says that I love to nap. It does rejuvenate me. Just 20 to 30 minutes will do. However, I only nap on Saturday and Sunday. I understand in Vietnam, it's quite common to have a nap at work.
Oh. Mm.
Spain as well, right?
Yes,
yes.
Siesta.
Okay, so we're not in Spain, where rain falls mainly on the plain, but we are looking at something close by, Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
Mm. What's going off over in Turkey then? So,
Turkey. Mm. Yeah, they want to name one of their provinces after Batman.
That Batman.
Yeah, that Batman. Yeah. Yeah, the comic book character Batman. Uh-huh. I think he's a superhero or something.
I think he's a superhero.
Yeah,
right?
I don't follow these things.
Of course not.
Yeah. So there's
Audrey's shaking her head and like, gosh, these boys, you know.
I've never seen any of the movies. Yeah. So there's the southeast corner of the map of Turkey. If you look at the map of Turkey, it holds a river, a city, and a province all named Batman.
No.
Like the exact same spelling. No double T's, no double N's. It's called Batman.
Why are we just learning about this? Why do we not already know?
Because I found this story yesterday. That's why we're not
talking about it. I think it just got popular. Yeah. And it worked because that's what they wanted people to know about their province.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they say that none of them was named after the superhero. The city was called Ilu until 1957, then was named after the river and then passed its name to the province.
Okay.
Batman came into use only in the 19th century, possibly short for Bati Rahman, which is a nearby mountain, or for Batman itself, which is an Ottoman unit of weight.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, which is just under 7.7 kg.
It would not sell any comics if it was named Unit of Weight.
Yeah. Unit of Weight Man.
Just wouldn't work, would it?
Yeah, no. Or KG Man. No. So 7.7 kg, so that makes me 10 Batmans.
About the same.
I'm about 10 Batman. Yeah. So Batman is also a city in Iran's Kermanshah province, actually not that far from Turkish's counterpart. And it's also an electoral district and railway station in Melbourne, Australia, which was both named after John Batman, one of its fathers. Yeah, so there's a lot of Batmans all over the world. But this person has gone to, what is that petition site? Change.org.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there's a petition site initiated by Batman resident Kamal Atakan Kirka, and he says that Batman needs some change. We can start with the border. By changing the border, we can make it more realistic. So what they want is for the map of this province in Turkey to resemble the bat symbol.
What I also like about this story is that back in 2008, the mayor of Batman, who goes by the name of Hussein Kalkan,
Batman's arch nemesis,
he tried to sue Warner Brothers and Christopher Nolan, of course, who directed Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, for royalty infringement on the grounds that they used the city's name in those movies without permission or payment. This guy has got
I don't think they made a trilogy about a province in Turkey. You know, I don't think that trilogy made like $1 billion. This river province.
Wow.
They said that the Batman in the comics came out 2 decades before the city, so they had no grounds for suing them at all, and it was just like dismissed. But this
would be amazing if they could get away with this.
Yeah, it has 20,000 signatures in a week.
Wow.
So 20,000 people have signed it and said that they want the map to show the bat symbol. And some of them even said, why not just change the name of the city to Gotham?
Ooh.
Yeah, so it should be shaped like the bat symbol, and then you call the province Gotham.
Okay, internet and radio people, if you're listening, change.org. Here's what happens if you throw stuff out to the internet.
Yeah.
You end up with Boaty McBoatface.
Yes,
the story that
and
we've
what,
covered before.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing. And I find the idea of changing the borders of a Turkish province to the shape of Batman symbol a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to affect things politically, though? That's the bigger question. Mm. Some of the provinces that are around it could well be like turning into Arkham City and one thing or another.
I mean, unless there's another province named the Joker, then I don't think so.
Good question.
So I think they are safe. And you wouldn't want to mess with a province called Batman.
Definitely not.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I think the planet needs it.
Yeah?
I think, like, from above, when you look at the planet, you want to see Batman.
Oh, but then they would have to build a wall to light up the, you know, light up the map.
Let's not get into walls.
I think they're just changing the shape on the map. For one thing, I mean, kids will know exactly where Batman is on the map.
This is
true. That's the one place they'll know.
It's certainly better than where it's Waldo. You know,
yeah,
where's Batman? Right there in Turkey.
That's the one.
Just above the river.
The one geography question that I would get right.
Right. Okay, brilliant story. Okay, we've got to wrap up, ladies and gents. Of course, it has come to the end of Enterprise Biz Bytes. Thank you very much for all of your contributions, your tweets, your messages, and of course, your responses to our Insta story. Let's quickly run through what we covered today. And if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast from bfm.my/podcasts, or it's available via the app on the Apple App Store or Google Play. So we started off with why you should take a nap every day and how you can potentially get away with it.
Yes, and then, of course, that story about how, the biggest emoji etiquette issues tend to arise at work. So be careful what emojis you send your clients or your bosses. Maybe don't send them an emoji until they've sent you one first.
Yeah, yes. I'm never having brinjal sambal for weeks. For
why,
weeks.
Why? Story number three was all about Shining Monday and whether or not it will improve the productivity of Japan's workforce. I say maybe. Audrey says no.
Then we finish with how a Turkish province wants its borders to look like the Batman logo.
Best awesome. Story ever.
Best story ever. Mm. Right, wrapping up, of course. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Parliament passing the sales tax bill 2018. Sales and service tax is set to make a comeback this September, replacing the goods and service tax. The incoming tax, however, has its detractors, and critics argue that the GST is an overall better tax system for the country to get an understanding of both tax systems and how they both impact businesses. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Raja Kumaran from PricewaterhouseCoopers Malaysia and president of the Malaysian Retail Chain Association, Datuk Sri Gary Tra. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We have a song to play out with, though. Arvin, do you want to introduce this song?
Oh, what is the song called? It's called Bat Dance.
Bat Dance.
By Prince.
It is Prince with Bat Dance here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. Have yourselves a lovely weekend, folks. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.